Chapter 6. A Surprising Proposal. Charlotte was living with her new husband, Mr. Collins, on Lady Catherine de Bourgh's estate. "I don't want to see Mr. Collins," Elizabeth thought to herself. "But Charlotte has been my good friend for many years, and she wants me to come. Things are not very interesting at home now. Mr. Wickham is busy with his new lady friend, and I don't see him any more. Jane is in London, and at least I can visit her on my way to Charlotte's house." Elizabeth travelled to London in a carriage. She left early in the morning, and at noon she was already at the gardener's home. She and Jane were delighted to see each other, but Elizabeth saw that her sister wasn't happy. It was clear that she still thought about Charles Bingley, and this made Elizabeth sad. The next day, Elizabeth continued her trip and finally arrived at Charlotte's house. Charlotte was happy to see her old friend. Mr. Collins hadn't changed since his marriage, and Elizabeth was sad that her friend had married such an unpleasant, boring man. On the morning of the second day, Lady Catherine's daughter, Miss de Bourgh, came to visit. She invited Mr. and Mrs. Collins and Elizabeth to come to dinner at her mother's home. Mr. Collins was delighted and couldn't stop talking about the invitation. Elizabeth had other thoughts. "Mr. Bourgh is thin, sickly and arrogant," she said to herself. "I hope Darcy marries her and that he'll be unhappy with her." The next evening, Elizabeth accompanied Mr. Collins and Charlotte to Lady Catherine's impressive house. Lady Catherine, a tall, formidable woman, never stopped talking from the moment they arrived. She spoke with authority about every subject and tried to make everyone feel inferior. She asked Elizabeth many insulting questions about herself and her family, which the young lady answered with courage and spirit. But she was happy when the evening was over. Then, Elizabeth heard that Mr. Darcy was visiting his aunt. She didn't want to see him and was sure that he felt the same way. But one morning, Darcy arrived at the Collins home with his cousin, Colonel Fitzwilliam. Elizabeth hadn't met the Colonel before, but found him very pleasant. Darcy, however, was distant and reserved as always. He asked Elizabeth about her family. "My sister Jane has been in London for 3 months now," Elizabeth said. "Have you seen her?" Darcy looked a little confused and said, "No, I haven't seen your sister." Elizabeth didn't ask him any more questions. Darcy and Colonel Fitzwilliam began to visit the Collins home every day. "I think that Mr. Darcy admires you, Elizabeth," Charlotte said one day. "No, that's not possible," Elizabeth said firmly. "He has nothing to say to me when he sees me. I think he only comes to visit because he's bored with his aunt and her daughter." But it was certainly true that Darcy was visiting them very frequently. Colonel Fitzwilliam spoke to Elizabeth each time he saw her and seemed to enjoy her company. One day, they were walking together in the nearby park. "I want to tell you, Elizabeth, that I'm the youngest son in the family, and therefore I haven't got a lot of money," Fitzwilliam said. "I'll have to marry someone rich. I'm not like my cousin Darcy, who can do anything he wants." He's warning me to have no expectations of marrying him, Elizabeth said to herself. But fortunately, I'm not in love with him, just as I wasn't with Wickham. They continued walking and talking. Then Elizabeth mentioned Charles and Caroline Bingley. Oh yes, I know them, Fitzwilliam said. Charles is Darcy's closest friend, and Darcy did something important for him. He saved him from marrying a woman who was not suitable. He's speaking about Jane, Elizabeth thought. She was shocked. I thought it was Caroline who influenced her brother to leave Jane. Now I understand that it was Darcy who did that terrible thing. But why was the young lady not suitable? Elizabeth asked innocently. I don't know the details, replied the Colonel. I only know there were strong objections against her. Elizabeth was so angry that she left Fitzwilliam immediately. That evening, she didn't go to Lady Catherine's for dinner. She didn't want to see Darcy, who was still at his aunt's. How could there be objections to Jane? She thought as she sat in the Collins home. She's beautiful, intelligent, and the best person I know. Suddenly, the doorbell rang, and a minute later, Mr. Darcy came into the room. He was very agitated. He stood in front of Elizabeth and said with emotion, I have struggled against my feelings for you, but I can't fight them any more. I don't care that you haven't got any money or connections. I love you, and have done so for a long time. I want to marry you. Elizabeth was astonished. I suppose that I should thank you for this compliment, she said in a cold voice. But I certainly will not marry you, Mr. Darcy. I don't love you, and I've got a very bad opinion of you. First of all, I detest the way you treated Mr. Wickham. But even worse than that, I now know that you ruined my sister Jane's chance for happiness with Charles Bingley, and I can never forgive you for that.